Welcome to the message from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler is entitled, Work Hard. The message from First Christian Church in Lehigh Acres.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What must we do to be saved? Or, put another way, what must we do to inherit eternal life? Questions that have been asked for centuries. Jesus made it pretty clear and simple. Love God with all your heart and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Can't be much more to the point and straightforward than that. If only it was that easy. Being the inquisitive and rather skeptical people we are, we want more solid answers than that. The broad paintbrush Jesus uses is just too broad for us. And it was for the people in his day, too. We don't want such ambiguous answers. We want a solid outline. Do A, B, and C, and you're all set. This love your neighbor stuff, well, that's pretty troublesome. What on earth does that mean? Sometimes I don't particularly like myself. So does that mean it's okay to not like my neighbor too? And then there's this love God stuff. Pretty easy to say, but if it means following rules and commandments, well, not so easy to do. But then, that's why we have forgiveness, right? As long as I believe and have faith in God, I should be all set. The great Reformation theologian Martin Luther proclaimed that we are saved by faith alone, a position that has long been debated, but I don't think it is really an either-or type of thing. The epistle of James that I read from has contributed to this debate. James promotes the position of placing importance on so-called good works as a means of grace, while Paul focused on the importance of faith as the means of our justification before God. Does it have to be one or the other? Now, just who this James character was is not totally clear. Many scholars believe he was Jesus' brother, who was not a big believer in Jesus' divinity while Jesus walked the earth. This relatively brief epistle is not often one of those we focus on, but I think he had some excellent points, and it is well worth reading. The very last verse of our James reading for today really sums up the position he took. He said, "So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead." Before that summation, he gave some examples to build his case, but I think we can focus on this short verse that has created so much controversy. I truly do not think he is saying that we need good works to find salvation. Think of the robber on the cross next to Jesus, who at his last proclaimed that he believed in who Jesus was and was promised salvation in paradise with Jesus. He hadn't lived a life of good works, but was saved by his faith alone. I think that what James is really trying to point out to us is that if we really have faith and are people of faith, we cannot live our lives without doing good works. That faith that would live in our hearts will simply not let us live otherwise. I think the next verse in James' epistle, which was not part of our reading, sums it up well. He said, "But someone will say, one person has faith, another has actions. My answer is, show me how anyone can have faith without actions. I will show you my faith by my actions." In a way, even the robber on the cross with Jesus displayed his faith in his action. How? By the very witness of telling the other robber that they had lived evil lives and expressing that Jesus was indeed the Son of God. But what of those who live good lives, do good deeds, but do not believe in God, or have moved their lives away from God? I think the answer is, rather sadly, that the Gospels make it clear that our salvation and resurrection to eternal life in heaven comes through our faith in Christ. Those good actions make us nice people, but that doesn't fulfill what God seeks of us. In a sense, that brings us back full circle to the proclamation of Martin Luther, that we are saved by faith alone. That faith comes alive through our actions of ministry, missions, prayer, and so many varied ways. But those are a result of our faith. They do not make us faithful by themselves. As James said, faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. It is sharing that faith, that hope for a bright life tomorrow, that we are called to share as God's people here in Lehigh and beyond. When we do so, we make that faith come alive in our ministry. We care for all of God's people through the work we do in Jesus' name. And may we work hard. Amen. And please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, help us to bring our faith alive through the humble works of ministry and service we offer in your name to all who are in need. May you be glorified in all that we do. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to The Message from First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler was entitled, Work Hard. For more information, we invite you to visit our website at firstchristianlehigh.org or contact us at First Christian Church, 2803 Lee Boulevard, P.O. Box 427, Lehigh Acres, Florida, 33970. May the love and peace of Christ be with you.